Congratulations on the new film, for Hotel Mumbai. I did see it a few weeks ago, and I will tell you, I very must much much enjoyed it, and it brought me to tears. So just wanted to ask you a few questions. So first off, so tell us how you decided on this film and what attracted you to it.
I was contacted by a common friend that there is a gentleman named Anthony Maras, who an Australian director who wants to make a film about Mumbai attacks, and I met Anthony at Oberoi Hotel. Yes, and he narrated me his vision and his compassion for this subject. I was in Mumbai when these Mumbai attacks happened, 26/11, and I had gone through that whole horror, like millions of Indians and all over the world, or especially the Mumbaiites, had gone through. And I thought it's important to tell stories which may be tragedies, but it's important to sort of put them together and talk about the courage of common people. According to me, this is a tribute to the people of Taj, and how they showed their compassion and hidden hero within them, and how they dealt with a situation like this. So, and when I read the script, I thought, I want to be part of this film. It's an important film of our times. Unfortunately, terrorism is not one country-centric now. It's affecting the whole world, and by sometimes telling these stories, you also bring out a certain amount of togetherness among people all over the world. So I thought it was important to be part of this film, and also as an actor, it was a great opportunity to be a part of this great ensemble cast.
Yeah, and the story should have been told. So, what was the most difficult scene you had to act out in this film without giving too much away to the audience? There were a few scenes in this film.
It was not. I was not. I think every scene was difficult, because one was not necessarily depending on the skills of an actor. It was important to relive what Chef Oberoi and those people around him must have gone through. So to relive what other people have gone through, it affects you emotionally, mentally. It affects you. The whole system gets affected, and it's much more tiring than to do a marathon runner's role. Because what you go through emotionally is much more exhausting, and it really makes you feel completely tired. So every scene was difficulty, but also I think as the progression of the terror kept happening, I think it became more and more evident that it's not going to be an easy journey. Even though we were shooting in Adelaide, or we were shooting in a five-star hotel or studios, but when we were on the sets, everybody was going through a certain amount of emotional trauma, and it somewhere changed us as people. Even though we went and landed up in Adelaide as actors, but I think we came out of this project a slightly different, with a different perspective about life.
Yeah, totally. Totally agree with that. In one of your previous interviews, you also mentioned at the Toronto Film Festival, you guys got to with the whole cast, you guys got to interact off scene because of the dark scenes you guys did. So, what kind of relationship did you guys have off scene? Because obviously those scenes were very dark on scene.
I think we bonded very well, because when various people from various countries come together to, the film is also about togetherness, and the film is about Americans, Britishers, Indians, so all kinds of nationalities. So we landed up like any other project that we do together, but I think because of the subject matter and because of what Anthony was trying to project, I think we became closer. And also, we were eating together. We will look forward to meeting, because what we were going through in the daytime, we needed to sort of be together and hold hands, and not necessarily in a very, very realistic manner. But yes, we needed to bond together, because, as I said, that shooting for this film was traumatic.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm amazing. Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I lost you there. I apologize. What did you say in the beginning?
No, so I said even though we finished the product, the film 2 years back, but I think we are very close friends with each other because of the bonding that we had during the making of the film.
Okay. So you've done over 500 films, and, you know, that's amazing. That's a huge accomplishment. And I've grown up watching your films from, you know, as a child. And you've done a lot of international work now. So how does this rank in terms of the work you've done in your career life?
This was my 501st film.
Okay.
Hotel Mumbai. Yeah. But I will rank it... I don't rank my work. I think my idiotic work is equally part of my life. My films, which are not the greatest films on earth, but to me, journey is much more important than destination.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something which I saw as a human being, as a person, as an Indian, this attack and everything like that, and then what I see around me as a citizen of this global world. This film did affect me. This film is important. As actors, we always say that every film is important when we are doing the press. But as a person, I will say this film is very, very close to my heart. Because this story needs to go to the world in terms of... what we need in today's world is religion of humanity and compassion than anything else.
Correct. Yes, I totally agree. So you played Chef Hemant Abroy's role, you know, to obviously prepare for this role as a chef. Did you get to meet him and kind of understand the character?
I did not meet him. No, I did not meet him at all before the film got completely made.
Okay.
No. Incidentally, I have a lot of friends who are chefs. The first thing that I do when I go to a new city or a new country, as I find the best chefs all over the place. And I make them my friends. But in India, I used to go, I had once or twice gone to Wasabi, which is a restaurant in Taj. But I didn't need to meet him, because what was important was to capture the soul of the character.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw him straight away at the Toronto International Film Festival when we had a TIFF, when we had the screening of our film, when we had the world premiere of the film. And I met him and his wife after the film, and he was very happy, and I was equally happy to meet him.
That's amazing. Last words, you know, what do you think the audience should take from this film? I understand the story, it needs to be told throughout the world, because, again, with the current events that are happening around the world, it's sometimes difficult to see things, but I think it needs to be told to the world.
Anywhere in the world, an act of terrorism, I think, is not about somebody else. What Anthony has managed to capture in this film, that after 10 to 20 minutes of the film, you feel that as an audience that you are in that hotel.
Right.
Yeah, so I think it's important the audience to sort of, if nothing else, the most important is a sensitivity. The most important is to have a sense of togetherness, to be holding each other's thoughts at least. And this film does manage to do that, and that's why it's important for people to see it. And also the hidden heroism of common people under such circumstances.
Yeah.
Because I always feel that the terrorist attacks are very cowardly. That is the worst cowardly act in the world or in humanity. But through this, sometimes some people show their courage who are the victims and who are affected by this cowardly act.
Yeah, and I can say one word about this film when I walked out. It's all about humanity. And you guys
Exactly.
done a great job, and I just
Yes,
want to
I think you tagged
congratulate.
me in a tweet and I liked that. Yes, it was
Yeah,
nice by the
yeah.
film.
So thank you for speaking with us. I really
Thanks a lot.
appreciate it. And,